We're back. Another TNT hour. Well, folks, it's good to be back with you today. Another day, another Monday, the TNT hour, the news hour. Boy, you know, folks, I feel great. I hope you all out there are feeling great, too. I actually do. You know, there's a lot of craziness going on. Oh, the corruption is just so vast. But interestingly enough, people have woken up to it, and they're doing it anyways. They're continuing their trend, most that are currently in our administration, of corruption. They're still going at it. So it's just more and more ammunition. So a lot of these things are starting to get uncovered, and the fact that we're going to these wars for the ideals of a few madmen, so that we can have our youngsters killed off, and they have this agenda, and this agenda seems to be some form of genocide in various areas, including here, maybe. You look at what's going on in Congress and how they're voting and what's going on in the election process, and it's disturbing. Disturbing. That's the only word I can use to describe it. You know, where do you find the balance between the information you impart and trying to, in other words, I post a few things on the TNT Trusted News Trader, and people are scared of it. They've phoned me up, they've written me emails, they've even made post replies. They're kind of afraid of the information because it worries them, or they don't want to, they figure that if they go into this and they constantly read all this information, it's all negative. It's just negative. And they're gonna somehow, become negative, bad people because of the information is so negative, and they just don't want to go there. Wow. Wow. You know, I don't get that. That is not an opinion that I can master. Because that somehow avoids it all. I mean, it just avoids everything. Me, I like to bring it full circle and provide all the information. A lot of it's fearful out there right now, no doubt. I mean, you start reading what really happened, rents.com, prison.com, infowars.com, clearinghouse.info, and I mean, you start going to some of these news websites, and it's pretty fearful. I mean, you can set up a blog right now and have more to do than you can believe possible. If you want to report news, there's so much out there that if you really go into that, yep, tons of it. Tons of it. And it just keeps coming. Worse and worse and worse. I mean, it's almost unbelievable. People out there in the world, I don't think they're really desensitized anymore. It's really shock and awe. They've woken people up, awoken people with that constant barrage of news. People are upset, they're worried, but they're, you know, I don't think they're flipped out and crazy. I think, yeah, they got a healthy dose of fear to wake them up. That's what I think. And sometimes that's what it takes to get people to pay attention. See, what they're doing is they're avoiding it. Now, there are people, even those that I know, that avoid things because they figure it's best left alone, or they gotta take a news holiday, or somehow, you know, they gotta, leave it alone long enough so that it can somehow magically correct itself or go away. I don't know. That hasn't happened yet. Not in all the time I've been on this planet. That certainly hasn't happened. It has gotten worse. That it has done. So avoiding these issues is not something I can do. But there are some posts now that when you start reading through some of the trusted news trader and you get a flavor for some of the information, it's disturbing. And you should be doing something about it. And if you haven't done anything about it yet, really? Wow. Now may even be disturbing to me. Because we all know that it's quite important to stop what's going on. I mean, if they get us enmeshed in another war and they start, really enmeshing us in a war with Iran or China or Russia or wherever they want to have a battlefield, that's amazingly disturbing to me. And that they're doing it without any consent of the people, even a lot of the local governments and state, and they're just going nuts here. And they're doing it with our money, our economy, our lives. We got a great 2-hour show coming up, August 20th, folks. Vincent Bugliosi. Now, if you don't know who he is, go to bbsradio.com. We've headlined him. He's a headliner because Vincent Bugliosi is the guy who's trying to get Bush charged and prosecuted for murder. And it's going to be a 2-hour live show with Don Nikoloff, one of our finest hosts. Evident Footprints. You'll hear it tonight. It's every night. 10 p.m. Pacific time. Don't miss it. Don't miss him doing the TNT News Hour every Wednesday, 1 p.m. But Vincent is going to be on August 20th for 2 hours with Don. And it's going to be, I hope, a phenomenal program. We, as friends, as co-workers, as associates, as neighbors, as citizens, we people should band together and help propel the right information. And I think the right information is not avoiding it, but it's getting into the thick of it. Getting into the thick of it, picking it apart and getting the truth revealed. And I think Vincent's one of the people that is a charactered individual. He has, if you listen to the audio program, the video program, that's posted on our index page, you'll see when he gave a testimony in front of Congress what he was saying. And he felt passionate and honest to me. And I think he's right. I truly believe that he's right, that Bush should be prosecuted for murder. And let's find out what the just verdict is. Because the evidence to me seems to support that he is what I understand. But again, who's with him? I think, once you bring one of them into the fold, you can start to gain a foothold into the rest of them. And if we can get a foothold into Bush, folks, think on this. Everybody's wondering, well, how do you bring down the Illuminati? How do you stop what's going on? Well, even like police investigations, you get one of the main guys and you get him squealing. Right? Isn't that how it should work? So if we can prosecute Bush for murder, what can we get? How much information can come about with that sort of a prosecution. Don't know. Love to see it unfold. Love to. I think it's the right thing to do. So that is a program you don't want to miss. That's Evident Footprints, 2 hours live, August 20th, with Vincent Bugliosi. Now tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors, your coworkers. Tell them, hey, look, check out bbsradio.com. August 20th, you got to check this show out. Because this is an important development, folks. In case you haven't heard. And he's getting a lot of support. A lot of support. And I'm sure he can use everybody's support he can get. So we're heading in the right direction, folks. You're going to hear it here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, this is Mickey from Aldo Rocks. You're listening to BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network on the planet. That's bbsradio.com.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Brentwood from Legion of Love. Just letting you know you can now hear some of our new released and unreleased tracks on our website, legionoflove.com. You can also purchase our EPs, Gray Matter Tunes and Matters of the Heart, as well as all of our singles, including Shine a Light and Love is the Answer, at most major download sites. And of course, you can hear them on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio network in the world. Peace and love.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And folks, you know that HempUSA oil, I use it. Okay, I like it. I think it is beneficial. So if you guys want to try some pretty awesome product. Try it. He's got a heck of a variety, And, I mean, it's amazing how good it is. And good for you. I invite anybody who wants to call in, give me a call here at the station. The numbers are at bbsradio.com. Toll free, 877-876-5227. Or just call us on the direct line, 530-876-3222. And we'll put you on. Tell me what you think. Well, let me tell you a little story. I like to tell stories. So I'm going to tell you one. Story number one starts with a phone company. And I'm going to tell you how I see it. Okay, this is the way it went according to me, Don Newsom. All right? Okay. First of all, we have several business lines in here. Analog lines. Why? Well, AT&T, I've used them for decades, okay? 20 plus years, they've always been, to me, the best service, honest, and the most reliable, most dependable. They haven't screwed with me like MCI or the Sprints. And I don't want to go, and I know a little about them too, but I won't go there. We're not going there right now. As far as AT&T, they've always been the most dependable. So we keep analog lines around, even though everybody's going all digital. And yes, we have several digital providers too, internet providers and so on. And, well, we use quite a number of them only because, you know, some don't work as well as others. Honestly, even with the same internet connections, if you have a few of them, you're liable to, you're going to be okay, okay? But the analog lines are always nice because they're so dependable, right? Well, one of the phone numbers started to go bad. One of the business lines, it was crossing with a residential line. So they had to, so they sent a guy out here, and then he said, okay, you know, and talked to me, and then he said, well, I had to go to the house, and then out to the street, to the box, main box, and it should be good. Then, this is all within about a month or two. Then the next business line, something, it's not working, a little different, a lot of static on the line, it's doing some weird stuff. Same thing, they sent out a guy, he says, okay, now I gotta go out to the street and do something with the box and whatever it was, and you're good. Now, we have another business line, okay? 9916. Same thing, our internet now, one of our main internet providers, we have several, isn't working. So now, they're probably going to have to send someone down and do whatever they do, that they do, to fix my other business line, right? Now, interestingly enough, there's another line they had to come out and fix, okay? And when they came out and fixed that and said it was working, now that isn't working. It's giving no tone for an hour, hour and a half, and then you go, you pick up the phone. Then you actually got a tone. Try different phones, do what you want, but this is the way it's seeming, or is playing out. So, what does that mean? What the hell does that mean? James? Spock? Scotty? Anybody? What the hell does that mean? Why, honestly, why are these things occurring in such succession, short period of time, on all lines, with AT&T? Now, I got a good story over on the Trusted News Trader, and it's even about the internet. It's on the index page, Alex Jones, about the death of the internet. I have this funny feeling that they want to go all digital, right? You know, I mean, TV wants to go all bloody digital. Don't you think they want to get rid of analog? I mean, they probably already own Vonage and whatever other. I mean, the profit margins, the biggest profit margin from what I understand, in business today. Internet, telephone, and the profit. So, whoa! So they probably, you know, I mean, who cares if analog goes bad or the phones go bad? I mean, other people have been leaving them in droves because it's so cheap. to actually get, you know, a digital service. Hell, most people go to Magic Jack. That's nothing. So, I keep telling them, must be a humorous joke, because I keep telling them, you know, you're my most dependable provider. I love having analog lines. You know, that's what makes us so great in radio. We can actually jump in and around and back and forward from one line to another, analog, digital, doesn't really matter to us. But it provides us a stability. And now, I don't know how true that is. Or, if it is true, and I'm just such a stupid, ornery, dumb radio network employee, that somehow I'm just not switching over to digital when they want me to, right? Because it's probably easier to tape and record all the information going through digital lines than it would be analog. No? Maybe? And, you know, if that's the case and I'm just ornery, maybe they got to make some adjustments. Maybe they had to come out and do a few things with each of these lines because I'm just so darn ornery I'm keeping them. I don't know. You tell me. I mean, something here's a little weird. A little bit. Because the odds are pretty, pretty unlikely. Unlikely that something weird isn't going on. Right? Yeah. So, that's our little bit of mystery. That's mystery, BBS mystery number one. We should probably give it a higher number than that, shouldn't we? I'm still trying to figure out who I am. That's my top mystery today, folks. So no one's calling in, huh? You guys afraid of me? You guys are. You know, I love you, but you're afraid of me? Don't be afraid of me. Love me. Call me. You know that, I love that Mona V stuff. I mean, Mona V, great juice. Taste it, feel it, share it. Love that. Great motto. Good way to go. I mean, the product's great. Fabulous. Fabulous. If you guys are interested in that, let me know. Send an email to us. But we'll be telling you more about it later. The number is 877-876-5227 for all of you that didn't hear that before and are just chomping at the bit to give me a call. Get on the air live on the TNT Hour. Then give me a call. Now, a couple other little stories going on here. I noticed that, you know, what's been going on now with this little, I guess, push into Iran and stirring the hornet's nest with Russia and now Georgia, right? And they say, we're backing, our CIA's backing this insurgency and so on. Whoa. You know, I've been reading some of that over at Rents.com and a few other places. And is this guy, is he for real? Is he really honestly going to push through, push us into another war and get away with it? Some say he's about to call for martial law. Try it. You bonehead? Sorry. I mean, if America ain't the easiest place to pull that kind of crap. Check it out. You seen the internet news and what's going on by real people and real agencies? Yeah. You don't pull that kind of crap in a country that you brainwashed everybody into believing that somehow they're the freest people on God's green earth. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty. Freedom. And justice. For all. And you want to somehow slap these people with an extreme version of a fascist regime? Whoa! Whoa, right out in the open? with every little nuance of their naughty little behaviors poking us, from their pedophile nature to their closet nature to, I mean, folks, to their complete and utter disregard and disrespect for the truth. It's amazing. There's a video I want you guys to read, I mean watch, and then read the information that I posted there. It is unbelievable. There's a long thread recently posted, the Trusted News Trader, and it says, you know, I was just a little weirded out when I posted it, so I wrote a little funny words to it. If you look for the word Bartman, you'll find it. I think it's Bartman. You'll see the post. Watch that video. Spread that around. Spread it around. I'll post it on the LITV page soon, but send it around. Amazing. Totally amazing. If that doesn't shock and awe you, nothing will. If that doesn't wake your friends up, your neighbors, whoever you want to wake up, totally wake them up, then they're going to remain asleep. Because this video, it's a doozy. Yeah. And you know, I don't avoid the truth. I really don't. I like to get it out there. And it might be painful. Oh, dude, there might be a lot of it, and it just, whoa. The truth can sometimes do that. But when you put out enough of it, and you enjoy putting it out, and you see people waking up, and the world's changing, and everything's starting to come out, and the hidden dances are starting, and the hidden players are starting to be revealed, and people are changing in droves, and they're trying to further their agenda, and it's starting to get more and more chaotic as they're doing it, more and more people standing up for justice all around the world, you get goosebumps. It's chilling. The winds of change are here, folks. I mean, it might get worse, but people, don't you underestimate this fact, in my opinion. I'll always state an opinion, my opinion, when it's my fact, okay? Somehow, we throughout the world are communicating, don't know how, but empathically, all of us. On some sort of resonance, vibration, a higher field, whatever you want to call it, it's osmosis, amoeba, and it's here. So I'm of the opinion that somehow that 100th monkey theory, that critical mass, has come. But in a way that is kind of still invisible. It's there. And we, everybody, you're not special. We all are resonating with it. Somehow we're communicating telepathically or through our feelings or understandings, or we're getting into the lowest form of that transmission, and we're doing it globally. So, and it might have been because they decided to slap, you know, such a beautiful, robust group of peoples, which became the United States of America. Well, you know, there's another story. Yeah. You know, I truly hope, and in my heart of hearts I believe this. I think that good people, and even people that have way too much money and power, some of them have considered, weighed it, and put into action a new, better way of being. That, in other words, some of these people that are, you know, have lived an extreme life of extravagance and momentary reward, and even long-term reward, but I mean extreme opulence. My hope is that a few more of those type of people start to open up their resources, and their hearts and their minds to a better way of being. And I've seen some of this on a limited scale, folks. But I think for some reason that's growing and growing and growing. And some of these fat wallets, I like to call them, are being very expressive. And they're looking for good homes with good people that have integrity, honor, character. And so, if you're that kind of money, if you got that kind of money, do you really want to put it in anything else? You think they're going looking for the next shyster out there? No. So they got all this money, power, and they don't know what to do with it. Many of them. I just hope, we can appeal to enough of those people that want to make a difference that it can move things ahead a little faster. There doesn't have to be this misery. There doesn't have to be this oppression. And it doesn't have to last a long time. It can be evened out, leveled, toned down. It can be much more harmonious and beautiful if some of these people were willing to act in the next right way. And I think we're going to start seeing that, more and more of that. That's my prediction. I every now and again I give a prediction here or there. So if I give them, pay attention, they're probably wrong. There's got to be one of you out there listening. I know I have an audience of one. So whoever that one is, whoever that one individual is out there who's just enwrapped with what I have to say, give me a call. I'd love to speak with you. I'd love you to tell me a little more about me or something. Something that really is important. I like my hair. I've actually walked around my place and I've told people to feel my hair. I like people that feel my hair. I have hair, folks. I mean, if you're bald, I'm sorry. But if you're not, I'm sorry. Because I got the best hair. And you probably don't. So if you want to come by and feel my hair, you're more than welcome to. I have gorgeous hair. I've let it grow. I have actually found the one thing on me that I'm proud of, and that's my hair. So I've let it grow, and for the first time in my life, I have long, long hair. Come on over. You can touch it. Bring your family, your pets. We'll let them in on it. Folks, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark O'May. I'm really happy you're enjoying BBSRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Sylvie Avery. Join Mick and I on the Spirits Work Show for the most unique and fascinating hour of communication with the spirit world you're ever likely to hear. Every Monday at 7 p.m. PST and Thursday at 1 p.m. PST. Visit our website at www.spirit-teaching.com to find out more about us. Buy our books online from our site. See our ever-growing list of audio CDs on subjects from this show. Have an Akashic reading from your book of life. Uncover truth and knowledge to empower you through your life. Direct from the spirit world, spirit guide Gregory Hay offers a personal reading by email. Just visit us at www.spirit-teaching.com or you can find us on bbsradio.com.
Hi, this is Mark O'May. I'm really glad you're listening to BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio.
Vitaly, the new name in electronic music. presents his new album, Looking at the Stars. Check it out at www.vitalymusic.com and here at BBS Radio, your first choice for unconventional and original music.
Almeen, the greatest mystic of our time, invites you to join her as she shares powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. To find out more about Almeen and her work for the Mother Goddess of All Life, visit spiritualjourneys.com. As a Toltec Nahual, Almeen leads a life dedicated to setting others free from illusions, and her insights into cosmology and man's role in the macrocosm are undeniably groundbreaking. Sunday nights at 8:55 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, tune into Windows into Eternity for the most cutting-edge discussion of ascension one can find.
BBSRadio.com. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. This is BBS Radio. You've got Spider Turner. When I turn on my computer, it's the BBS, baby.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. The TNT Hour with Don Newsom. That's me, in case you forgot. And we actually have someone who just called into the program. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for such a great show today. I have thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I'm coming right over within the next 5 minutes to fluff up that hair of yours.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you bring a comb?
No combs.
No combs?
No, just au naturel.
Bring a beach comb or something.
Just let it flow.
Let it flow. I love to let it flow. I'm in the flow.
Now, really, Don, this was a really good show today, and I'm behind you all the way.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really am. I do. I appreciate hearing that because it's nice to know that people aren't afraid of things. You know, I'm not afraid to get a billion, read a billion reports of bad news. I'm not afraid to read all of the fear news sites, they all call it, right? All the conspiracy sites. I'm not afraid of it. I read it all. I even read the main news sites, BBC and CBS and, you know, Fox News. Yeah. None of it frightens me.
You know, Don, that bothers me at times, too, when so-called enlightened individuals...
Say avoid it, right.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
You know, I don't know. It's what got us here. Everybody wants to avoid everything.
What is up with that when we should be taking charge and being the movers and shakers and turning this around?
Because we... Exactly. That's exactly what we are. We're the movers and the shakers.
And if we don't step up, who's going to?
Exactly. Exactly my opinion. I mean, if we don't stand together, at least stand with those who are already standing. Whoa!
Mm-hmm. Yes, I agree. I agree.
I mean, it's only going to get better when we get there.
I can't. No, could you try explaining that to me for all of these so-called enlightened individuals? They say to me, well, I just want to put that in my consciousness because it's too negative. And it's like, oh, hey, I want to slap you.
Right. Yeah. You know, again, it's not integrating all facets of the information that is around you or where you are going. Integrating everything, your higher self, your past self, your future self, your interdimensional selves, and all the information.
And these same folks are saying we're all one.
Right.
So if we're all one, then what the heck? Why, you know, this information is in through and around them already, so why aren't they standing up and taking care of biz?
Taking care of business, right. And they will. You see, I think, the winds of change.
I was so happy to hear you say that.
Yeah, I think granted, there are going to be localities. There's going to be geographic areas, even here in the States, and what I like to call geopolitical units, government, military, whatever, in various locations, that are going to continue some of this, you know, nonsense. An extreme. It's murderous nonsense. But again, they're going to continue that. But most of that's going to be breaking up. I just see that breaking up here, there, all over the place. And people are going to go jumping on the bandwagon, screaming, oh, the dollar's nothing, and the financial economy's ruined. And some people are going to try to bring a system into place that might work, might not. You know, it just... they're not going to allow for these changes to occur. And they're going to get frightened by everything, and they're going to avoid everything. Me, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I've got both sleeves rolled up. I'm willing to listen. I want to pay attention. And I'm in it.
We are all in it.
Exactly.
People just aren't accepting that fact. You know, there are a lot of people. One great example of one person that I know that is really taking on a warrior stance recently is Gary Knoll. He is an awesome gentleman who has cured AIDS, Gulf War syndrome, Alzheimer's. He can't use the word cure himself, but that's exactly what he's done with all natural methods.
You know, I love that. I feel so powerful about all natural methods. You're never going to get me ever doubting that, because I promise you I've seen it, I've experienced it, people I know have too.
It's all there with nutrition and supplements. But Gary is really pissed off at Bush and Company. And he has had Bugliosi on his show.
Yeah. You know, I Bugliosi, I think, is a man that's actually really, he had such stature and world renown that he actually might, and has, I think, as this thing progresses, pulled off the impossible.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, he's done what all the light workers used to keep saying. Remember, what was his name? The carpenter, the guy who was supposedly heading up the prosecution of Bush and was going to prosecute him, and he was this light worker, and all the channelings from Britain and all over the place said, oh yeah, he's his light worker, he's protecting, he's going to do the right thing, and he just goes about constantly doing the wrong thing.
Hey, are you up to this guy, Benjamin Fulford?
You know, I like the guy. Okay, he's got attitude. I do like the guy. I mean, I don't get him. Can't understand it. Don't get it. I truly don't. I don't get it really, but I like it. It sounds great. If it's happening, let me know. Love to know. Love for it.
You know, there were 12 assassinations in the Middle East of top-ranking officials within the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if there is a group of let's call them thieves, that actually are want to be protectors of the people, and again, remember I told you about groups and people with more money and power that are changing their tune.
Gary Knoll too. He has a totally different spectrum, but he's out there.
Well, I really appreciate you calling. We do got to cut it off here and go to our closing, but I wanted to agree with you. I think that, you know, Benjamin, I don't get it. I hope it's true. I honestly do, because, I mean, to me, that would be just more of what I believe is going to occur.
Well, you know, the VP of Syria was taken out along with their highest-ranking Israeli submarine commander.
Right, but again, it could be the same old thing that Rome, the king,
true,
Bush is giving false pretenses and going around killing off all his enemies, or one of the Illuminati is, or an Illuminati faction, or see, the games are too weird for me.
Yeah, they are.
I don't, you know, I'm always on a wait and see, and let's get the whole truth, and let's get it now, and let's bring it all down to ground zero.
Did you read the chessboard?
Because we didn't start it, but it's definitely started there. We got to go, though.
Oh, okay. I love you.
We love you.
100 more of these.
Thank you.
Have a blessed and happy afternoon.
And you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And folks, that was another TNT Hour. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place, same face.